Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. The Japanese automaker Honda has announced a major investment in Canada. The company is building four new facilities in Ontario to build electric vehicles and the batteries that power them. Tom Perry reports.
Today is an important day for Honda in Canada, in North America, and around the world.
Honda's global CEO, Toshihiro Mibe, in Canada to announce a $15 billion project. The company will build four new facilities in Ontario to produce batteries, battery components, and the electric vehicles that will be powered by them, as many as 240,000 vehicles per year when the project is up and running.
It's the largest auto investment in Canadian history.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford was on hand for the Honda announcement, along with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The federal and provincial governments are offering $5 billion in tax breaks and other incentives, split 50-50, to back the Honda project, which is expected to create 1,000 direct jobs and, it's hoped, many more spin-offs. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is getting a new trial in his 2020 sex crimes case. New York's appeals court has overturned his conviction on the basis Weinstein didn't get a fair trial. Cameron McIntosh has the details.
Harvey Weinstein's conviction in 2020 was the landmark moment for the hashtag MeToo movement. Now the New York Court of Appeal is overturning his conviction, saying the first trial allowed testimony from witnesses about prior sexual acts that were not part of the charges against him. It adds Weinstein was cross-examined in a manner that cast him in a prejudicial light. Weinstein, a powerful figure in Hollywood, was convicted of first-degree criminal sexual assault on a film production assistant and third-degree rape on an aspiring actress. The Manhattan District Attorney says it will retry the case. Weinstein, meanwhile, will be transferred to prison in California. He's also serving a 16-year sentence on another conviction in that state for rape and sexual assault. Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.
Emergency crews are battling a major fire in the BC interior that has closed a highway and prompted a tactical evacuation. It's burning the Peace River Regional District and in the district of Chetwynd. Throughout BC and Alberta now, it's estimated there are 160 active wildfires. Meanwhile, scientists say the reach of the El Nino weather system is about to come to an end. But it doesn't mean we can expect to see a cooling off of global temperatures. Nicole Mortellaro explains.
2023 isn't a year many Canadians will forget. It was the hottest summer on record, the hottest year, and we experienced the worst wildfire season in history. Now, there's the fear that we could be in for a repeat this year, even though El Nino is expected to end by the middle of spring.
So the long-term trends are not the surprising thing.
Gavin Schmidt is the director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies. He says 2023's anomalous rise in temperature could have been a blip, but
seeing, you know, how things are working out this year, it suggests that 2024 is going to be almost the same as 2023.
El Nino typically raises global temperatures in the following year, and 2024 has already started with record highs. With an early start to wildfire season in BC and Alberta, it's likely many people are anxious about what summer has in store. Nicole Mortellaro, CBC News, Toronto.
U.S. researchers say the human brain is getting bigger, but our IQ is actually getting smaller. A study based in California has determined that people born in the 1970s have an average brain volume that is more than 6% larger than people born in the 1930s. However, research done by Northwestern University shows IQ test scores have been on a steady decline for the past 15 years, leading one scientist to suggest that we aren't using our brain the way we used to. And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.